other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday the 10th of June 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I'm trying to get the family on, the father on, of the young lady down in Corpus Christi, 12 years old. She doesn't want to be given radiation, quote, therapy. The cancer is gone. She doesn't have cancer anymore after chemo. And she doesn't want it. The family doesn't want it. So they grabbed her. They grabbed the other three children. They had an Amber Alert over it when the family simply didn't come turn the child in. And they've now gotten their other three children back just this morning. I talked to both the mother and the father, and they're dealing with lawyers and all of it today. But we are going to try to get the father on in the next hour. And, yes, we do have a surprise guest scheduled for 30 minutes from now, one of those surprise guests, and we'll see if that surprise guest does indeed arrive. So much to talk about, so much to cover in the meantime. The Army is again denying cover-up in the Pat Tillman case, when their cover-up is now publicly admitted. The House, of course, okayed continued participation in the sovereignty-destroying World Trade Organization. There is a TV show that depicts 9-1-1 as Bush plot that aired on German television, and the Green Party coming to the aid of their compatriot, their buddy Bush, is absolutely outraged by this. Why? How dare them talk about a fellow Trotskyite this way? And finally, people are taking notice of a Reuters story from 3 weeks ago where the CFR, basically advising the federal government, is calling for a total end of our borders. The Pan-American Union, the Union of American States, the capital to be in Miami, or in Atlanta, they're looking at both places right now. The average American still has no idea this is even going on. But last night on Lou Dobbs, here is the transcript from last night's program. Dobbs: border security is arguably the critical issue in the country's fight against radical Islamist terrorism. But our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegal aliens entered this country last year, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations wants the United States to focus not on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. And then they go into the report saying Canada, U.S., and Mexico would be, quote, one big country. So, see, in Europe, they tell them, oh, it'll be one big country. They're honest about it, and people say no. Here, they just don't tell you about it until it's almost too late. And I still hear Rush Limbaugh on the radio saying there's no such thing. So, it's like when they were ramming the tanks into the Branch Davidian Church saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault, as they pumped their CS gas in, banned by the Geneva Convention. This is not an assault. This is not an assault. So I'll go over more of this as our top story when we get back after this quick break and talk about the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force on the future of North America. And, there's a sheriff up in New Hampshire. New track against illegal immigrants, trespassing charges. Absolutely wonderful news. Exactly what the sheriffs and police chiefs should be doing. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's all coming up after this quick break. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got several very important guests coming up. One of them a surprise guest dealing with the public plan now to totally get rid of U.S. sovereignty, now even exposed on Lou Dobbs last night on CNN. But right now, I want to talk about this. TV show depicts 911 as Bush plot. This out of the Washington Times today, a fictional crime drama based on the premise that the Bush administration ordered the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and Washington, aired this week on German state television, prompting the Green Party chairman to call for an investigation. I think absolutely nothing of the conspiracy theory that has been hawked in this series. I hope this particular TV movie will be discussed very critically at the next supervisory board meeting of ARD state television, said Green Party Chairman Reinhard Bütikofer, who acknowledged that he had not seen the show. And, of course, the Greens are like watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. A lot of well-meaning people are members of the Green Party, but I assure you it's globalist-controlled, folks. The globalists put the money up to start this organization 30, 40 years ago. So isn't it classic? We've got a fellow traveler defending Bush the Trotskyite. And if you don't know about that, Ron Paul's exposed it, okay? Everything you think is actually the opposite of what's really going on. Sunday night's episode of Tatort, a popular murder mystery that has been running on state-run ARD German television for 35 years, revolved around a German woman and a man who was killed in her apartment. According to the plot, which was seen by approximately 7 million Deutsche, the dead man had been trained to be one of the September 11th pilots, but was left behind only to be tracked down and killed by CIA or FBI assailants. The woman, who says in the program that the September 11th attacks were investigated by the Bush family for oil and power, then is targeted, presumably, to silence her. The drama concludes that the German detectives accepted the truth of her story as she eludes the U.S. government, hitmen, and escapes to safety in an unnamed Arab country. As ludicrous as it may sound to most Americans, the tale has resonance in Germany, where fantastic conspiracy theories are often taken as fact. Many Germans think, for example, that a 1969 moon landing was faked, and a poll published in the weekly Die Zeit showed that 31% of Germans younger than 30 that there is a certain possibility that the U.S. government ordered the attack on 9/11. Yeah, and in that same poll, 60-plus percent believe they had prior knowledge and aided. Only 31% believed in that certain age group that they were behind it. In fact, three of the hijackers who seized control of commercial airliners on September 11th, including the ringleader, Mohammed Atta, reportedly had ties to Hamburg, Germany-based Al-Qaeda cell. ARD and ARD-produced television shows are funded by a monthly tax on German televisions, just like England has BBC tax. Yeah, you pay a tax for your TV. The network plays a role similar to the British Broadcasting Corporation. And then it goes on. And the show, which translates to crime scene, is a drama with a rotating cast of actors solving mysteries in weekly episodes set throughout Germany. The U.S. Embassy in Berlin was not impressed with the latest episode, which seemed to be haunting Arabic music to portray Arabs and Muslims as innocent victims of American aggression. Any claim or suggestion that the United States government was behind 9/11 disaster is absolutely absurd and not worthy of further comment, said Robert A. Wood, spokesman for the embassy. A German diplomat in Washington said that no one in Germany took the plot seriously because it was pure fiction. All right. Is that why your former German defense minister and former technology minister and another top minister have gone public saying there's no way that guys in a cave had NORAD stand down or called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly and Salman Rushdie and John Ashcroft and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and insider CIA trading in the days leading up to it and the drills on 9/11 of flying hijacked jets with the exact same targets at the exact same time and Dick Cheney in control from the bunker? Flying the bin Ladens out to safety after the attacks, flying 8,000 of them out to safety out of Afghanistan, hundreds of such smoking guns. I mean, is that why I had George Galloway on 2 weeks ago, member of Parliament in England, and I said, won't the government carry out attacks to blame it on Iran? Isn't that the threat? And he said, yes, it's a very real threat. That's exactly what these monkeys are capable of doing. We have the official U.S. government plan, Operation Northwoods, to carry out 9/11-style attacks. They executed the fake attacks to start Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin. They executed the attack on the USS Liberty. That happened just a few, the anniversary was just a few days ago. It's the same M.O. over and over again. And it's time for the American people to stop living in denial. Oh, boy. It just makes my blood boil. But the good news is that it is gaining general acceptance. And the more they have hit pieces on television and on radio and in print against those of us telling the truth, the more people wake up. If they would have just kept their mouths shut and wouldn't have countered us, it wouldn't be spreading this fast. They are actually energizing us. Because thinking people check out the facts and find out that your official story has been proven to be an absolute fraud from end to end, up one side and down the other. We know that. You have lied systematically. You have the motive. You have the official plans. And then all the evidence, not just the motive and the capacity, but all the evidence points one place and one place only. And everybody listening, you know in your guts. You know in your soul it's true. But I don't want you to believe me. I want you to know. I want you to research the facts. And that's why I've made three films on 9/11, written a book, and published a book. That's why I have dedicated my life to exposing the murderers who carried out 9/11. All right, let's get into some other news. Back to lying again. This is out of the Associated Press. Army again denies cover-up in Tillman case. The Army on Thursday issued a fresh denial that it attempted to cover up the friendly fire death of former pro football player Pat Tillman in Afghanistan. The Army said procedural mistakes were to blame for its slow acknowledgement of the circumstances of Tillman's death. They told the family to lie. They told the family to shut up. Oh, I guess now the family's bad. I guess you know, the fiction, the fable of Jessica Lynch telling her to lie, I guess that was an accident too. We'll get more into this later. But really the big news that I wanted to get into first here was on Lou Dobbs last night. It was, and this is the email by the listener. I then linked through and indeed did watch clips of it and did indeed read the transcript, which is on InfoWars.com right now. It was reported on Lou Dobbs last night that the traitorous... that the traitors to the United States are firmly coming out from under their positions. Again, let me start over here. This makes me so angry I'm having trouble reading it. It was reported on Lou Dobbs last night that the traitors to the United States are finally coming out from their positions under the rocks. The Council on Foreign Relations has published a report which articulates the plan to subvert the Constitution by dissolving our nation in favor of a constitutional government. The media has kept a pretty tight lid on this treason until now. The 1986 amnesty, NAFTA, CAFTA, have been stripping and stepping stones towards the dissolution of our national sovereignty. Now, that's the listener's comments. Here's the transcript from Lou Dobbs last night. Dobbs, border security is arguably the critical issue in this country's fight against radical Islamist terrorism. But our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegals are entering this country last year, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations wants the United States to focus not on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. Christine Romas has the report. Begin video. Christine Romas, CNN correspondent, voiceover. On Capitol Hill, testimony calling for Americans to start thinking like citizens of North America and treat the U.S., Mexico, Canada like one big country. Testimony, Robert Pastor, Task Force on North America for the CFR. Quote, the best way to secure the United States today is not at our two borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole. Romas, that's the view in a report called Building a North American Community. It envisions a common border around the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in just 5 years, a border pass for residents of the three countries, and a freer flow of goods and people. Total legalization, total amnesty. Task Force member Robert Pastor. Pastor, what we hope to accomplish by 2010, that's 4.5 years, is a common external tariff, which will mean that all goods can move easily across the border. We want a common security perimeter around all of North America so as to ease the travel of people within North America. Now, again, 7 days after 9/11, on Nightline, they had UN General McKenzie say these exact words, we're going to get rid of your borders, Pan-American Union. And the transcript goes on and gets even worse. Buried in the 49 pages of recommendations from the task force, we must maintain respect for each other's sovereignty, but security experts say following Mexico and Canada into the U.S. is a grave breach of that sovereignty. And then it gets into the actual documents where it says there'll be no more sovereignty. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
From CNN, Frank Gaffney, Center for Security Policy. It says, for homogenizing the United States and its sovereignty within the very different systems existing today in Canada and Mexico, especially considering Mexico's problems with drug trafficking, human smuggling, and poverty, critics say the country is just too far behind the U.S. and Canada to be included in the so-called common community. So see, now it's not debating getting rid of our sovereignty, it's, oh, is Mexico ready? But the task force wants military and law enforcement cooperation between all three countries already happening. Indeed, an exchange of personnel that bring Canadians and Mexicans into the Department of Homeland Security. And it wants temporary migrant worker programs expanded with full mobility of labor between the three countries in the next 5 years. Again, total legalization. This is CNN, folks. The idea here is to make North America more like the European Union. Yet just this week, voters in two major countries in the European Union voted against updating the European Constitution. So clearly this is not the best week to be trying to sell that idea. Dobbs, Americans must think that our political and academic elites have gone utterly mad at a time when 3.5 years, approaching 4 years after September 11th, we still don't have border security, and this group of elites is talking about now defending our borders, finally, but rather creating new ones. It's astonishing. The presenter continues by saying, the theory here is that we are stronger together, three countries in one, rather than alone. Dobbs, well, it's a mind-boggling concept. Christine Romas, thank you as always. And then they go on to, I've got the report by the CFR here in front of me. We've been talking about it for 3 weeks. But look, total legalization of all illegals, no more borders, massive high-speed highways with transponders in all the vehicles, instantly bringing people across. Building the NAFTA highway all the way down into Guatemala to then flood us with all of the other Latin Americans. And folks, they're lucky if they make $1,000 a year in Latin America. How are you going to compete against that? You're not going to. And they get into this article about the Mexican Zeta gangs killing cops and killing citizens. What they don't mention is Las Zetas works for Bush. They were trained by the U.S. government. They're going after drug dealers who don't pay their cuts. It's simple, folks. We're going to become a third world country. We're going to have a tiny elite ruling over us and no more middle class. And they're racing ahead with this. Now, remember, for 10 years, I've been warning you about this Pan-American Union. And right now, in the next year, they're going to decide what the capital is going to be, Miami or Atlanta. This is unbelievable. And still, the so-called neocon media will not talk about it. Bush is in full support of it. The Democrats are in support of it. The American people are not in support of it. But they're not letting us vote on it, like the European Union's now having a chance to do. They're just basically moving forward with the program. I mean, look, it doesn't matter if the American people don't want open borders. Bush just orders the Border Patrol to stand down. Then he hands out all these federal funds to give out tattletale cards to elementary and junior high students and tell them how to tattle on their parents. So our children are being trained to tattle on us, but at the same time, face scanning cameras are going up everywhere and toll road systems, but the border is going to be wide open. And we're going to have Mexican troops on our side of the border. By the way, they signed a deal 3 years ago to do this. They've already had joint drills with Canadian and Mexican troops in the United States to, quote, deal with terrorists. Those mainstream news articles are in Road to Tyranny and in the film after that, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. So they're openly doing this, and it's been in the Canadian papers how U.S. troops and U.S. State police from even Texas are up in Canada running checkpoints searching their vehicles. It's already going on. No one asked you. No one told you. What, last year they had a thing on News 8 where they're merging the local police, making them national marshals, federal marshals, and then under treaty they are being turned into international police, but then at the same time police from Russia and Japan and Mexico are going to be able to come into our countries and arrest us under their laws? Oh, yes. And it's just quietly being done. It's a one-world government. All right, we've got a special guest that's scheduled to come up, and then your calls, and a lot of news as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, blasting out across the nation on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave and the Internet. Thank you for joining us. In the last segment, I was reading part of the transcript from Lou Dobbs last night on CNN on his money program. And openly, the Council on Foreign Relations, one of their little think tank groups, a few weeks ago, Reuters reported on it, basically getting rid of our internal borders and creating this Pan-American or North American border. And I saw UN General McKenzie a week after 9/11 say this on Nightline almost 4 years ago, and we've seen this in other policy reports. So we are honored to have Dr. Robert A. Pastor, Vice Chair of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. He is the President of International Affairs at the American University in D.C. Very busy man, so we're honored to have him. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure.
In a nutshell, tell us about the CFR and about this Independent Task Force and the recommendations you guys put out 3 weeks ago that are finally getting some attention.
Well, first, I'm a vice president of international affairs, not a president. And secondly, the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force is an independent task force that was sponsored by the Council of 31 people from each of the three countries of North America, led by John Manley, former Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, Pedro Aspe, the former Minister of Finance of Mexico, William Weld, former Governor of Massachusetts. I was Vice Chair. In our report, we lay out a blueprint for where the three countries of North America should go from here. We do not suggest that we should get rid of our internal borders. We do suggest, however, in a post 9/11 world, we need to define and defend a continental North American security perimeter that will assure that all three countries are acting in ways that will reduce the chances of any terrorists from coming in. We also propose a common external tariff that would reduce and eliminate rules of origin and make it easier for goods to be transit in this free trade area than before, and allowing our inspectors to focus much more on security matters and also on immigration matters, because there's no way we're going to be eliminating the border with Mexico with regard to immigration in any foreseeable future.
Well, your report that I have here in front of me, and also have Lou Dobbs' analysis of it, clearly, it's Bush's amnesty plan, his guest worker program for 6 years. Anybody who is here is legal. Anybody who can get here is legal. It allows corporations, if they're sponsoring someone with a skilled or unskilled job, to bring them here. Now, we already have deals with our military training with the Mexicans and the Canadians. The Canadian newspapers have all been decrying this, saying it's a loss of their sovereignty. And I'm reading subsections of the proposal here in front of me, and it looks like something very similar to the European Union.
Well, I don't think you're reading it very closely. We do not endorse President Bush's proposal. Indeed, as far as I can tell, he hasn't endorsed his own. That is to say, there's no piece of legislation that defines specifically what President Bush has in mind with regard to legalization or amnesty or whatever else. We do suggest that that a temporary worker program might make some sense for our countries. In fact, we do have temporary worker programs as they exist right now. They're not working very well.
Well, this is instant legalization of anybody who's here.
Huh?
And Bush has proposed it. He has called for it in two separate State of the Unions. He's endorsed other bills in Congress that do exactly this.
I don't think they've endorsed any bills yet, but you can let the Bush administration speak for themselves. I certainly wouldn't care to speak on his behalf. I think they are trying to square a circle, which is to deal with those 11 million people who are here illegally in a humanitarian fashion without wanting to encourage additional people coming here in an unauthorized way. But we don't do that in our report. Our report is focused much more on very specific steps that we need to take in order to secure North America much better than before, in order to make the market more seamless. So,
and that's exactly what the new federally standardized driver's license bill, it has language in it about sharing databases, having a unified identifier. They're trying to unify the biometric codes with Europe right now. We're already seeing deals between Canada and the EU. I mean, the trilateralists that I know work with the CFR have openly called for these three unions.
Three unions? Which unions are you talking about?
The Asian Union, the European Union, and the American Union. Oh, come on, doctor. You know all about that.
I think you read a different body of material than I do. I think.
Do you know what the Trilateral Commission is?
There's no question.
Are you a member of the Trilateral Commission?
No, I'm not.
Are you a member of the CFR?
Yes, I'm a member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Well, I mean, certainly you know what the Trilateral Commission does.
Yeah, of course. It's a research group of people that it's not a conspiratorial body that's trying to eliminate your human dignity, if that's what you're worried about. What is needed right now, however,
Doctor.
I think what is needed, and you understand this in Texas better than most people do, is a different kind of relationship with Mexico and with Canada than we've had in the past. And that's what we're proposing. That the old relationship is not working very well.
Well, here's a quote. Building a North American community, that's how they started the European Union, is we're going to have the European Economic Community, and then they go, oh, by the way, it's a union, and they just rejected that.
No, they took it in steps over a 55-year period. from greater cooperation in a European coal and steel community to an economic community which was a free trade area, from there to a customs union, from there to, they took it in each step.
Which is exactly what you guys are doing, but on a faster timetable. You're talking about 2010. Okay, then your ideal plan to make us all safe, Doctor, what would that be?
Well, first of all, we're not proposing imitating the European Union, although we are suggesting that there are lessons to be learned from the European Union that we would be foolish not to draw from 5 decades of trying to integrate in different countries. What we propose, first of all, as I said before, is defining a common security perimeter. Secondly, to move towards a common external tariff. Thirdly, to think about a North American investment fund that would lift up the economy of Mexico and help transform Mexico by a series of reforms that are needed by there, so that there would be less incentive to migrate to the United States and more incentive to build probably the fastest growing market for American goods.
Sir, I'm here in Austin. They're building the Trans-American Highway. They're hiring everybody I know. The thing's going to be, 15 lanes wide? They're trying to pass laws to put transponders in all the cars. They openly say everybody's going, and even Time Magazine admits that everyone will be legalized. They'll just pour across en masse. This is a total nightmare.
You can spin nightmares day and night, but I don't think any of those things are going to happen.
Well, we were told that NAFTA was going to stop all the illegals. It's accelerated it.
Yeah. I didn't tell you that, and I'd never believe that it would. I think that if you are going to deal with the immigration problem, you're going to have to deal, in the long term, there's only one way, and that's to narrow the development gap between Mexico and its northern neighbors. And that's not being done right now. And that was not the purpose of NAFTA. NAFTA's purpose was simply to dismantle trade and investment barriers.
No, we were told, Al Gore and Bush and all of them told us that it was going to raise Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, what it did do was it raised the northern part of Mexico. They grew 10 times faster than the south and the center.
And it acts as a giant magnet to suck everybody up here.
And so therefore the challenge, the next challenge, is how do you raise the rest of Mexico? And the way you do that is you help to develop, as Europe did and as we can learn from that, develop infrastructure in the center and the south so that people will stay and work there.
Well, Bush says, and I think your report agrees with most of his policy directives. He's over here saying we're not going to have any legal alien problem anymore. Yeah, because this is just going to legalize them.
What is going to legalize them?
These so-called guest worker programs.
Well, I'm not sure any of the proposals that are out there are likely to be approved anytime soon, if at all. I think they raise a lot of difficult issues. I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Did you hear about Joseph Stiglitz quitting the World Bank 3 years ago? 1,000-plus pages of documents got released, and in there the IMF and World Bank are actually conspiring to blow out economies so they can consolidate their wealth. And I read the other policy reports put out by these big foundations, and they say they're going to lower us to second world status and merge us into this global community, and this is just one more stepping stone along these lines, because the elite doesn't want a middle class. They want a giant peon class of neo-serfs they can control.
Boy, you really are a fearful guy. I tell you, you read conspiracies into World Bank documents. I can understand from listening to you why your listeners would be so frightened to death.
Well, Joseph Stiglitz said that. Was he a conspiracy theorist?
Joseph Stiglitz never said that.
Joseph Stiglitz called it.
You find me the quote in Joseph Stiglitz's books that says that we're going to be, blowing out at our purpose. That the purpose of the World Bank and the IMF is to blow out their economy.
That's exactly why he quit, and he did say that.
Yeah. Do you just find me the quote? Give me the citation. I'd love to see it.
Okay. So if I send you the quotes and his statements on the BBC and other places where he talked about how they engineered on purpose the collapse of Argentina, how they turned the water and power off to then cause...
I'd love to see his name attached.
He calls it the IMF riot.
Do you want to get back to North America, or do you want to just dance around the world and and uh, and and uh, and
you guys have been controlling. Okay, doctor, let me give you the answer.
You guys, at CFR, you got a radio station,
have been controlling policy, and you've been running this country down the drain. Everybody knows globalization is bad. Everybody knows it's not fair. It's not free. Everybody knows it's about centralizing power in the hands of a few select corporations.
You guys. And I'm in charge of this one? I'm running this thing?
I know that you are part of, obviously, the CFR camp that supports globalization that is destroying this country.
Well, the Council of Foreign Relations is like a university. Have you ever gone to a university?
Yes, I know you're going to say it's a very diverse body of people, and there is a minority that's against a lot of this stuff.
Well, what you find in a university, if you ever go to one, is that there are many people with many different ideas. And to suggest that a university or a research institution or a group of individuals around the country have a single view of the world, and that view is designed to undermine you and to undermine America, is absolutely ridiculous.
Sir, I have the quotes out of Foreign Affairs, hundreds of them. I read your bimonthly publication or the publication of the organization you're affiliated with, and there is a wide spectrum of thought in the world. You guys have a narrow spectrum. Within that narrow spectrum, there is some debate and some limited diversity. But predominantly, you guys want global government. You just disagree on how to implement it. Now, is that not a fair statement?
It's not a fair statement.
Do you want global government, sir?
No. I think global government is impractical, if not, and it's completely impossible. Other than that, it's an interesting
Are you
idea.
Saying you never read quotes in Foreign Affairs calling for a New World Order global government?
I do read Foreign Affairs, not religiously, of course. It comes out actually about six times a year. And so I read a few articles. I've written a few articles myself. I suspect if I thought very hard, I might be able to identify one of 300 articles that might suggest something along these lines.
Well, I read it every single month.
You do? Oh, that's great. Why don't you tell me, then, about the article that I wrote in it?
I'm specifically, well, I mean, you're part of this commission calling for this common America.
But this is a 31-person group. Tell me about the last article that I wrote in it.
Well, you can specifically sit there and say, tell me about the last, if you'd like,
why don't you tell me in the last issue, how many articles
why don't
were
you
there?
Tell me,
they all...
Why don't you tell me how many angels can dance on the head of a pin? I'm looking, okay, so you're not taking credit for this new report you put out calling for getting rid of our borders.
I do.
I guess Lou Dobbs is a conspiracy theorist. Hey, Lou Dobbs sounds like me in this article. Are you saying Lou Dobbs is a nutcase, too?
I'll leave it to you to describe Lou Dobbs. I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about. But for the commission, to get back to your previous question, the task force, I was vice chair. I think it's a very good report. I've endorsed it. I made a slight suggestion at the end. We never call for an elimination of borders in that report. You find me where we call for the elimination of borders.
Well, I mean, it says speeding people and goods across, and then I've looked at the plans the government's proposing. It's legalizing them. You call for merging basically our militaries.
We don't call for legalizing people. We don't
merging
call,
our
we don't
IDs.
We don't call for the end of borders among the countries. You find it in there where it does. I think you can read what you want into things, but you just find the quote in there that says that we should eliminate the borders.
Well, clearly,
what we do say in there is that we should respect the sovereignty of all three governments, which to me is exactly the opposite of what you're suggesting we say.
No, you've got a little.
So you're not reading very well.
I've got the quote here. You've got one little comment in here. Let me read the one little comment. Buried in 49 pages of recommendation from the task force, the brief mention, we must maintain respect for each other's sovereignty. But security experts say folding Mexico and Canada into the U.S. is a grave breach of sovereignty. That's Lou Dobbs. And then I have the report right here.
Well, he has a problem with comprehension, as you do as well. We never suggest folding in Mexico and Canada into the United States. First of all, I don't know what that means.
Do you know they just passed the national ID card 2 months ago, and in it, it says merging our ID cards with their systems? What do you think that is?
It says trying to. It's the real ID, not the national ID.
I love how you play semantical games.
It's not semantic. It doesn't call. What it calls for is trying to harmonize state driver's licenses, not between Canada and Mexico.
Yes,
but
that language is in there.
But between the 50 states.
Well, I've had four congressmen on about this. We've read the bill on the air, sir. Mm-hmm. It merges us with Canada and Mexico. The Canadians, the Globe and Mail, CBC, I got all their art. They're pulling their hair out, panicking over it. You're saying it doesn't exist. You know, this is unbelievable.
Well,
it's like Bush saying my plan is not amnesty. It just legalizes everybody.
I don't know. Is that's your plan you're talking about?
Okay, listen. Let me tell you something.
Who's planning you talking
you're, about? You have a sardonic attitude towards myself and the listeners. You think you can play
not
these
to,
games
not
with
not
us?
Not to your listeners, but to you.
Mr. Pastor,
you
are going
to
lose.
What I wrote,
the
what
new
I
world
said,
order is going down.
Wrong.
The new world order is going down. You are going to fail. You're going to fail in Iraq. You're going to fail worldwide, and you're not going
to... I hate to tell you, I'm not in Iraq. I've enjoyed talking with you, and I hope your listeners have learned something.
I hope they have learned something, because these little semantical games you play, it's not working. Hey, Doc, you have a great day there in your ivory tower. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Bush isn't proposing amnesty. It's just a worker program. Oh, there's no national ID card. It's called a Real ID Act. Oh, no, it doesn't deal with Canada and Mexico. No, it's just in the bill. We're only merging our Social Security with them. They're only building the gigantic mega highway right now outside Austin, just east of Austin. You ought to see it. It's like they're building a... I mean, it's just indescribably huge. They're building the thing. They're openly saying it. And they just keep denying, no, it doesn't exist. No, it's not happening. The foreign affairs, you know, doesn't call for that. Well, mention one place where I say that. Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your organization. I know we haven't taken calls yet because we had that guest on, Jeff and Tom and Mike and Paul and many others. I'm going to try to get the father of the 12-year-old girl with cancer taken from her parents, the other three children taken as well. In fact, call that number or call my producer and find out, because sometime in this next hour he's scheduled to come on, but we're not sure exactly when because he's busy with lawyers and all of that. Before I go to your calls, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is out. If you want to counter the globalists, if you want to expose these people, if you want to put a nail in the coffin of the New World Order, if you want to get involved in the fight, get my videos, make copies, put them on Access TV, show them at your local VFW hall, your local library, your local public school, your college, wherever. Get the films. Force multiply the material. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. $18 discount when you get 3 videos. We got some deals where you buy one video for $19.95. Each additional video, the same title, $5.95. Just go to Infowars.com and click on the specials and watch video clips of the films and read about all the deals we've got and just get the films, get the material, get the information. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions there when you call as well. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply order via Infowars.com or, as I said, 888-253-3139, or go to prisonplanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day, all my films, my weekly TV show, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, the most insanely good deal out there, prisonplanet.tv. Watch it all right now. Jeff in Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, indeed. Alex, you should run for president because you did a great job at debating that guest.
I didn't do that good of a job. I mean, having the guy just deny that the sun came up this morning was pretty weird.
Oh, yes. No, you're absolutely right. And you're right. All that the guy was doing was playing semantical games because, you know what? A North American bloc is a North American bloc. That means there's going to be no borders. In fact, I have a good book.
Their own plan says it. Lou Dobbs said it. A two-year-old could read this.
Yes. I have a good book by James Perloff, The Shadows of Power, and it quotes all the articles from Foreign Affairs. That guy you interviewed, he is an intellectual wonk. Because the fact of the matter is, in the foreign affairs, Gardner says we shall have the New World Order by consent or by conquest. I think it was Gardner who said that.
Sir, in my book, Descent into Tyranny, I probably got 15 CFR quotes in the first couple pages. I mean, I actually take the magazine, the book, it's a book, every 2 months. I read the thing. And that's just their public propaganda. You read their actual policy reports, it's even worse.
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right about that. And the sad part is a lot of Americans don't even know about it, and they don't know the effects that the illegal immigration is going to have, which is extreme poverty. I mean, in Cuba, the poor people in Cuba only get 6 eggs a month.
Oh, aren't you afraid? Did you hear him? Oh, aren't you afraid?
You're right.
We're not afraid. You're just afraid. Oh, aren't you afraid?
It's all ad hoc hominem attacks on you.
Well, we're going to defeat these arrogant creatures. We'll be right back with the second hour.